You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Dimitri Melhorn, a partner of Vidi Novo, an early-stage investment firm and frequent expert guest columnist for renowned financial sector publications. Dimitri, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
Now, you're more than welcome. Good to have you as well. So you have served as a top executive in many different sectors. What is the difference between leadership in the corporate world at law firms in the nonprofit sector and in the public sector?
Well, that's an interesting question. They're more similar than a lot of people think. So I was the president of Bloomberg BNA Legal, which is about a 500-person division of Bloomberg. And I was also on the executive committee of O'Melveny & Myers, which is about a $1 billion law firm. And then I was the chief operating officer at Students First, which was a multi-state lobbying group in the nonprofit sector. And then I served as the advisor to Mayor Eric Garcetti in Los Angeles, helping him set up his administration. And there are 55,000 public employees in the city of Los Angeles. So all of these enterprises had a significant amount of scale. And all of these enterprises, you would see the same thing, a group of people, executives coming together and trying to steer their organizations to achieve results. The biggest difference between them is how success was defined. So in the law firm sector, success is defined as legal preeminence. And you're talking about partners that earn on average $1 million a year. In the corporate sector, it's about profitability. And in the nonprofit sector and in the public sector, it's about achieving impact for causes that you care about. And in both of the cases I just mentioned, it was causes related to advancing the well-being of people who are disadvantaged.
Many of your college and graduate school classmates have gone on to elected office. What are the qualities you most admire in your friends who now serve as public officials?
Well, my impression of the older generation of politicians, you know, the politicians that have been in office for decades now, is that there seems to be a certain veneer of cynicism in many of them. My friends who are in office now, I find impressive for their sincerity and their sense of urgency. So my college classmate, Cory Booker, is now a senator from New Jersey. My law school classmate, Gina Raimondo, is now the governor of Rhode Island. And my graduate school classmate, Sam Licardo, is now the mayor of San Jose. All three of them have been very focused on integrity and honesty in calling out severe problems. So Sam and Gina have been very focused. All three are Democrats, but Sam and Gina have been very focused on fixing the public sector pension system so that government can still be effective. That was considered a taboo topic, but they've really taken it on. And Cory has been very focused on issues such as criminal justice reform, which is kind of a messy topic, often controversial, but a hugely important one for the country. So I really just admire how high integrity and urgent they are in attacking these kinds of problems.
Quite interesting. Tell me, what are some of your most widely read publications?
So of the papers that I personally have written, the publications that have gotten cited the most are probably The Daily Beast, when I wrote for The Daily Beast on why progressives should not support public sector unions, and when I wrote for Fordham Law Review in the late 90s on the history of residential real estate speculation. Both of these papers kind of took a left-of-center approach to economics to argue against left-of-center, kind of mainstream left-of-center politics. So those were the most widely cited. probably the most widely read piece was my piece for The Atlantic, just because The Atlantic is such a high circulation platform on the history of the teaching profession and how that compares with the history of the medical profession in this country.
Today we are joined by Dimitri Melhorn, a partner at Vidi Novo, an early-stage investment firm and frequent expert guest columnist for renowned financial sector publications here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dimitri, as a writer, what would you define as your expertise and or most passionate area of interest?
Well, so I like to write about innovation and public policy. And particularly as somebody with a lot of experience in the world of business and experience with early stage companies, I'm always excited when I see how much things can change and how much things can improve. And I also get frustrated when government gets in the way, especially as somebody who's a Democrat and kind of left of center. So I like to write about what we can do to make government more innovative and less bureaucratic.
And what are your favorite achievements as a writer so far?
Well, probably my favorite story is a story that I wrote on why teachers have no voice, why public school teachers who want the profession to get better and who want to have an impact, why they find it so frustrating and hard to try to improve the profession. This article is called Why Teachers Have No Voice, and it was published in Dropout Nation. And I write a lot about my mom, who was a teacher for 35 years in California public schools and was also a union rep, but found that the experience of being involved with the union was not working for her and was not working for the profession. So, you know, I got to write about my mom, and I also got to write about something that I think a lot of people wonder, which is, you know, why the profession isn't really living up to the expectations of a lot of teachers.
And also, you have been an activist and advocate for education reform, for police reform, et cetera. How have you worked for these causes?
Well, I mean, one way, of course, is to give money. You know, you make contributions for various issues and try to advance those issues. But that's really sort of delegating. If you really want to be involved, what I've done is I've, you know, taken leaves of absence from my career to go work in those professions. So, you know, if you're willing to, you know, take a little pay cut and, you know, work for either for free or for very little, or, you know, just roll up your sleeves, then you can start really understanding the issues, working with the political decision makers and some of the activists in those issues and try to support them. And, you know, of course, you can also write about the issues, you know, to, you know, any of a number of online publications or local papers, you know, and those are all things that I've really enjoyed because, you know, I feel like that's part of being a citizen.
Well, Dimitri, it certainly has been good to have had you. I understand that you've got a tip for us. Lastly, any closing thoughts or a final tip for those listening into this episode of Enterprise Radio?
Yeah, a lot of entrepreneurs like the idea of writing, and they don't know how to write their first piece, especially for kind of wide circulation publications like The Atlantic. And my tip for them would be to really just get to know the people who already write in that space, understand what they care about. And then once you have those personal relationships, you can learn more about what topics are going to be of interest, and you can pitch the pieces a lot more effectively.
And Dimitri, where can folks find Vidi Novo online to get more information and to be in touch?
Well, Vidi Novo is an investment firm, and we're always interested in business ideas and potential funders. And the firm is at Vidinovo, VIDINOVO.com.
Well, easy enough. Dimitri, thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have yourself a great day and all the best.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dimitri Melhorn, a partner at Vidi Novo, an early-stage investment firm and frequent expert guest columnist for renowned financial sector publications. And once again, the website of reference is vidinovo.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.